WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
We are on the road to Clash of Champions as the fallout of Payback has begun on Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangle button below the screen to support the channel. I am Sorakin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We're here. We're live. It's Monday night. We had wrestling. Life is good. And, I mean, can you really call it a fallout from Payback? I mean, really, truly, can you call it that?
Yes. Yes, I can. We had a lot of things that had to happen to get us on the road to Clash of Champions and coming out of Payback. We needed a new number one contender for the WWE Championship. And tonight, it was all about setting that stage. Randy Orton came out to the ring, and he's talking about how he deserves a shot at the WWE Championship for kicking Drew McIntyre in the head, not once, not twice, but 3 times. He said he'll jump through hoops and do whatever he has to do to get his shot at Drew McIntyre. Then Keith Lee came out. He said Orton's done well for himself, and he's assumed that what he's done over the past few months and, well, last week on Raw, Lee said Orton was doing his best to forget that last night he got beat. Keith Lee said Randy Orton might be the best, not be the best to ever lace up a pair of boots, but he gave him no choice but to bask in his glory. Keith Lee says he's known McIntyre for a long time and considers him a good friend. And, well, as he's talking about Drew and Randy, Dolph Ziggler came out of nowhere and attacked Keith Lee. He would eventually take him down with a DDT.
I mean, just by virtue of Randy Orton's credentials, he deserves a title shot. He's a former Grand Slam champion, I believe.
He's done it all.
He's done it all. He's been there. He's done. He's, I think, one of the most decorated champions they have on the roster right now, or one of the decorated talents they have on the roster. So just by virtue of that, he deserves to be in the match. But, I mean, if Randy wants to earn it, okay, I respect that wholeheartedly.
If he has no other choice, he's going to have to earn it.
Well, I mean, he's not always inclined to do that. That's the thing. I mean, Randy is actually inclined at this juncture to earn his title shot.
So, we're going to have a series of matches that leads to a triple threat match tonight on Monday Night Raw.
I wasn't done.
Go ahead.
This was good. I like this. This was entertaining. The Keith Lee Dolph Ziggler stuff was a little weird, but okay. Which I believe that took us into the first match of the series.
That's where I was headed. Keith Lee versus Dolph Ziggler. You know, they love putting Dolph Ziggler in there with the new guy. And Dolph Ziggler loses to the new guy all the time.
I feel like Dolph is becoming what Kane did at the end of his career where he's kind of being like that gatekeeper role, mm-hmm. where you get Kane on your first shot and then he sort of like breaks you into the roster, sort so to speak, mm-hmm. and feels you out, and then they move you on from there. Even though they technically had Keith start with Randy, they're having him do Dolph because it's Dolph. So this is fine.
So Keith Lee wins?
As it should be.
Randy Orton was scheduled to face Kevin Owens, but Randy snuck out of Aleister's locker room.
Okay, I just need to ask this question, because I'm sorry. That 110% looked like a freaking walk of shame by Randy Orton. Like, he just did something really, really, really bad to convince Aleister Black to do whatever he convinced Aleister Black to do. Like, that was guilt. That was goddamn guilt on that man's face. I'm sorry. And Charlie Caruso was very confused. She was like, what is going on right now? Because she was outside Alistair's
She wanted to get a word with Aleister, and instead of getting a word with Aleister, she saw just Randy's walk of shame. So, Keith Lee, Kevin Owens and Randy Orton scheduled to have a match. Aleister Black attacks. Kevin Owens was being told, you can't fight, you can't fight. It's like, I can fight. Always keep fighting. RKO, 1, 2, 3.
So, I mean, Randy kind of earned it.
Well, he got into the triple threat match.
Yeah. An attempt was made.
By Randy Orton.
So, you know, it's Keith Lee and Randy Orton, and we need our third.
So, let's talk about our third, shall we?
Yes.
So, over the weekend, it was announced that it was going to be Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins on Monday Night Raw. Then Rey Mysterio suffered an injury, which we'll talk about Thursday. So he's unable to compete tonight.
I have a very serious question. How did Rey Mysterio get injured?
That's a very good question. So he's hurt. He's not doing so well. So his son, Dominic, steps up to the plate to take on Seth Rollins in a qualifying match for a championship opportunity. He's been wrestling under contract, quote-unquote, 2 weeks, and has already... in a contenders match.
I'd like to point out this was his third match ever.
Fourth match ever in WWE. Last night they were forgetting about the tag match that happened on Raw where Retribution showed up. It was technically a match.
It was technically a match.
Had no finish, but it was a match. He did wrestle for 15 minutes. We did talk about it last week, so.
I mean, it was, but still, 4 matches in, he's in the triple threat instead of his father. Like,
in a contenders match.
I'm sorry, in the contenders match for the triple threat for his father. That, to me, is like, you know what? That's great. You're trying to give Dominic an opportunity. You're trying to make it plausible because he could easily go into it, you know, and beat Seth Rollins, because wouldn't that just get Seth's goat to, you know, lose to Dominic, and then Dominic goes in the triple threat for the title opportunity. I feel like, and this is no offense to Dominic, that having him do that was just a little bit of a stretch.
A little bit.
Even by what I would consider my standards, I mean, and again, no offense, because I certainly don't want to say that he hasn't earned it, because I don't really have that right to say that, but, like, it's his fourth match, and he's in a getting put into a title contention opportunity type deal for the main title. I mean, if it was for, like, the U.S. title, or if it was for one of the, or, like, tag titles or anything like that, I'd be like, yeah, sure, okay, all right, cool. You know, yeah, absolutely do that. But for the main title, for the title, don't know about that. Really don't know about that.
With his mother, his sister, and his father looking on, Dominic fails. Seth Rollins wins.
I don't mean this to sound rude, but his sister's ultra cute. I thought this was a good match. I thought it was appropriate that Dominic lost here and you move Seth Rollins on, because Seth Rollins shouldn't lose to Dominic Mysterio when the title's involved. And I don't mean to laugh at that. And in like a year down the road, the story will probably be completely different. But Seth Rollins himself is a multi-time champion. He should be in the triple threat match. Like, just because you have by merit Randy Orton and Keith Lee. So, like, Seth Rollins should be in that match. There's no reason Seth Rollins shouldn't be in that match. Like, Seth was so confident, he sent Murphy away. He was like, yeah, I don't want you to screw up like you did last night, so you go by. You go in the back and think what you did, which he's a lot nicer than Bray, because Bray used to just, like, beat him up.
Or have others beat people up. Anyway.
Anyway.
We'll get to the main event here in a little bit. There are other things that happen on this show. So, yeah, Shayna and Nia backstage talking to Sarah, and they were talking about putting their differences aside, and they were still yelling at each other, and then Asuka started yelling at them. Then Asuka's in the ring with Charlie for Asuka in-ring interview time, which, according to USA Network, it's everyone's favorite time. That was the reply to me on Twitter. So she's in the ring. She's yelling. She's screaming. She talked about all the women she's beaten. It doesn't matter who's ready for her, because she's ready for anything. Out came Mickey James. Talked about her history and her everything she's done, and talked about how good Asuka is. She wants title match. Then Natty comes out. She wants title match. But Natty and Lana still have beef with Mickey. And, well, the only way Mickey can get to Natty is through Lana. So I think we get a match there. But before we get to the match, Natty and Lana attack Asuka and Mickey, who then clear the house of them. It then led to Lana, Mickey, with Mickey getting the win over Lana.
I mean, I'm going to say this honestly as it should be. I'm trying to figure out what they're doing with Natty and Lana, because I don't quite understand what they're doing with Natty and Lana.
I don't think anyone knows.
I don't think they know. And that's mean to say, but they're trying to do something. And I can't tell if they're trying to do like a Mean Girls thing, if they're trying to do like some kind of lay cool thing, or like what they're trying to do slash be. They're coming off as, at least to me, like slightly ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because it's like almost like they're trying to be like these Instagram influencers who wrestle.
Or
TikTokers who wrestle, mm-hmm. which doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but they're going for it, so good on them. But yeah, I'm going to wait to comment fully on Natty and Lana later. But yeah, I just don't understand what they're doing with Natty and Lana. I wish I did, because I want to give it a chance, because I was excited for it in the beginning, and now seeing what it is, it's like, it's because it was interesting in the beginning. It's like, it's Natty and Lana was managing Natty.
And still is until tonight.
And still is until tonight, but it kind of went from something really cool where it's like Natty was really aggressive and Lana was doing her talking for her, which is what Lana's great at. And it helps Natty, because Natty, while she can talk, she's not the best actress compared to Lana. So it's like all Natty has to do is go beat people up and Lana can do all the talking. So it works. And now what it's kind of turned into is just this sort of like ridiculousness that we're seeing. So hopefully we get some answers, but Asuka versus Mickey James.
I'm in for that.
Yes, ma'am. I'll take that all day long, twice on Sunday. Let's go.
VIP Lounge, MVP and Shelton bring out Lashley, who won the United States title last night. Then they were talking about how they have a 6-man tag. And they thought Cedric would join them. Cedric comes out. He wonders if he got a change of heart. Oh, no, he didn't. Instead, he brings out the Viking Raiders, leading to a 6-man tag. Cedric and the Viking Raiders beat the Hurt Business.
Which is kind of a surprise, but not really. Like, I'm glad that they gave Cedric and the Viking Raiders the win. I think this was either followed up by, or this was preceded by, the Viking Raiders backstage with the blonde chick.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, again, I'm going to wait
her name
on
is
the blonde chick.
Her name is Demi.
Blonde chick.
Demi Burnett. Demi Burnett.
How could I forget Demi Burnett?
Demi Burnett, put some respect on the name.
Demi Burnett.
I said put some respect on that name.
No. So anyway, so you had them backstage with her, which, again, I tweeted this, and granted, they didn't put them into the Raw Underground this week. The Viking Raiders are really like the essential get you a man that can do both. Because like, one minute they're flirting with Miss Demi Burnett with turkey legs, and they're out there beating somebody's ass. So, you know, they're consistent with that. But okay, it's just a little confusing. It's a little hard to follow. It's like, I know they can be 3D, and they can have multiple moments of, you know, being backstage and flirting with a girl and going and beating somebody's ass, but it just feels really scattered, if that makes sense. Where it's like, it just, it's consistent in how they're doing that, so it's becoming more normal, but it's like, I would rather them pick one or the other. Because it's just a little confusing sometimes. Where it's like, you know, you see them flirting with her and doing kind of the comedy bits, and then an hour later, they're in the Raw Underground and they're, you know, absolutely laying waste to people. So it's like, can you pick a personality for them, please? Thanks. But this was fine.
Earlier tonight, Akira Tozawa arrived at the parking garage.
With his minivan.
In his minivan. With his ninjas. But he wasn't on the list. So, while he was being checked by the list, Archer showed up, rolled him up. 1, 2, 3. New champion! By God! By God! Archer ran off. Fought off a ninja. Tozawa threw the referee back in the van, and they start chasing after R-Truth, leaving the one ninja behind.
Poor ninja.
Ninja.
Although, I do have one question. Was the referee Wes Briscoe? I really need to know the answer to that question, because I swear to God it looked like Wes Briscoe.
I don't think it was.
I mean, we couldn't see the tattoos, so I'm not 100% sure, but you never know. Can anybody confirm that out there in chat? Does anybody know if it was Wes? And I guess we could tweet him, but...
So, tonight, in the Raw Underground, we saw some different people. We saw Riddick Moss in a match. We saw Titus O'Neil in a match. And then Titus and Riddick fought. We had Jessamyn Duke in there. Marina was in there, laying waste to people.
Okay, can we just talk about how Marina showed up, clearly not ready to fight. She looked like she'd just come out of the school drop-off line. But she went in there and just beat a girl's ass. Like, respect. Respect for that.
Mm-hmm.
Go Marina.
And then we had the official Apollo Crews, Shelton Benjamin match in the Raw Underground. You had MVP and Lashley involved. Ricochet and Cedric involved as well. And I know I'm missing something of the Raw Underground. We're going to get there. Because there was one other part. And it involved the girls. We're not there yet. So, earlier in the authority figure Pierce was talking to his security crew. You don't let them men in here. If you do, you're fired.
People got fired tonight.
Yeah. It was the Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Andrade with Zelina and Demi Burnett at ringside in a tornado tag. So as this whole thing's going on, Angel sees Retribution coming, grabs his girl, books it out of there, and then Retribution lays waste to the tag champs, Andrade, and Zelina.
Which I'm sitting here yelling at the TV. I'm like, not Zelina! She's not appropriately dressed for that! Because, like, her top, I'm not sure.
I don't know how that stayed on. I don't know how it stayed on.
She must have had that thing taped to all hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can figure, because...
Taped on, strapped on.
Glued on, you know, whatever. I'm not sure how that stayed up, but it did.
So... Adam then yelled at his security, because, you know, things happen. So he sent them back to their post, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're backstage with Angel and Demi, and he's talking how she said that you kind of abandoned your people, and she's like, he doesn't need them. He said he would never forgive himself if anything happened to her, and he, you know, basically implying he would never leave her. Retribution shows up, and he just books it out there, leaving her alone.
Like a hoe. Him, not her.
Yeah.
And then she trots off in her heels.
La di di da.
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't mean to make fun of her, but she looked like every, like, character in a horror film, like, ever just running off in her heels. I was like, oh my God. So, number one, I'm here for authority figure Pierce. I am so here for Adam Pierce being the authority figure of Raw and SmackDown and trying to deal with everybody's crap. Like, so here for that. Please do that. Please make that a thing. Number two, does anybody remember when, like, the lights would flicker and that would be, like, an indication that something cool was about to happen? Like, lights, The Undertaker was going to show up, or Kane was going to show up, or...
Whenever the lights went out in wrestling, it was something cool. It's like, oh my God, the lights out. What's going on? What's happening? It's retribution.
It's Retribution. Bray was going to show up. Like, I'm sorry. I'm trying with Retribution. I'm really trying. But at this point, I think I've just checked out on it. Like, I feel like it's gone on too long now, and I think they're trying to do a slow burn on it, but again, it's a consistency thing, right? Where I feel like they had the chance to make a really big impact because they teased it, and they put it out there, and they had, like, everybody excited for it, and everybody was trying to figure out what it was. And that would have been the moment to do the mission statement, which we keep harping on, is the fact that Retribution has no rhyme or reason. They have no cause. They have no leader, right? They have no visible leader. And they don't even have to have, like, it doesn't even have to be a face. It just has to be a person in a ski mask and a hoodie, basically making demands, right, of what they want. We have none of that information. And at this point, I just really, honestly, no offense to the writers and everybody who's working super hard on this, but I just don't care anymore. And I hate to say that, but I just don't care about this anymore.
So they should be working harder on that story than doing the worst thing in the world tonight on Monday Night Raw. Furious. Twitter's furious. It was a number one contenders match. The Riot Squad versus the Iconics.
Oh, this is such a bitch move.
Riot Squad wins. Congratulations, Riot Squad. I'm all here for the Riot Squad.
Yeah, it's fine the Riot Squad won. What we're not happy about is the stip that got put on this match.
Losing team must disband. They broke up the Iconics. The most entertaining act on television.
Why would you break up the Iconics?
Second, I should say Bayley and Sasha are number one.
But why would you break up the Iconics? They were one of the only credible female tag teams that you have. The only thing I can figure is somebody's leaving, or they're moving somebody to another brand, or they're doing something, because this is very intentional. There's no build up to this. There's no nothing. There's no anything. It's very sudden. It's very out of the blue. So I would expect in the next few days that it comes out that one of the Iconics is probably leaving, or is going away for a while, or is doing something. And so they're splitting them up so the other one can stay on TV and they can push the other one for while the secondary one is gone. But a lot of people are upset about the Iconics because they were so good. And I feel like they never really got a fair chance on the main roster. I'm going to fucking say it. Like,
but here's
they
the thing.
Never got that shake.
They were getting it. These last 4 months since they've returned, they've been getting their chance. And it's been great television.
And they never pointed them at the women's tag titles, really. Ever.
One shot.
Had
a couple
one
shots.
Shot.
Yeah, two shots. I think they had back-to-back shots and lost. But still, they're good. They're such a great... Whether you like them in the ring or not, together on the mic, they're annoying. Yes. But that's the point.
That's the gimmick. Is they're doing that vapid, annoying... I'm going to say it again. Mean Girls, not the movie. Just Mean Girls... type gimmick, right? They're the mean popular girls from school that you want to punch in the face. That's who they are. And I'm sorry, between the two gimmicks that are kind of doing that, which I guess are Natty and Lana and Peyton and Billy, I would rather see Natty and Lana break up versus Peyton and Billy.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Honestly, seriously.
I'm sad, I'm disappointed.
Like, the fact that you broke up the Iconics sucks. It's just, I understand there's a reason behind it. I'm sure all will be revealed in the next week, but this is some shit.
It is. Then... They were in the Raw Underground with an awkward photo with Shane and Payne. But, like, they're in there. Here, enjoy some action. I mean, they're heartbroken and everything. And then Payne tosses Billy into the ring to get beat up by Marina and Jessamine. It was sad. So sad. No
it's
more,
like, why would you do that?
No more Iconics.
So, I think I have a theory. I think it's Billy who's potentially either going out or going away. Cause like some people have said in chat, there's a rumor that Vince is interested in pushing Peyton as a single star, which would make sense. Cause between the two of them, Peyton is the stronger. Billy's always been really good as a backup role and she's good in her own right. But Peyton's really the one that shines. So I can understand why they would want to push Peyton as a single star. But this is heartbreaking. This is just really, really seriously heartbreaking that they've broken up the Iconics. It's kind of not okay. It's more than kind of. It's just really not okay.
Yeah, it's not okay. We move on to our main event. Randy Orton, Keith Lee, Seth Rollins, WWE Championship shot on the line at Clash of Champions. Great match between the three men. Keith Lee looks strong. Seth Rollins oversold for him. Keith Lee hits the spirit bomb on Seth Rollins. Then Randy Orton comes in the ring, hits the RKO, then does 17 flips to get to Seth Rollins to make the pin.
He just rolled Seth Rollins like a log to get him on his back. I mean, he really didn't need to do that much.
But no,
Seth Rollins just naturally defaults to landing on his back.
Oh, I know, but no, Randy like hip hop skip jumped over Keith Lee to make sure he's not pinning Keith Lee to get to Seth. It's like, wow.
He wanted the hoe.
He did.
Okay, he wanted the hoe. So, yeah, so Seth Rollins eats the pin. I would like to point out this was a proper triple threat match as everybody was in attendance for it at the start of the match.
Thursday.
I have issues. I have so many issues.
Thursday.
Want to scream about it right now, but Thursday. I can't because...
Thursday.
There you go. So, yeah, so this match was fine. It was entertaining. Randy Orton is moving on to go after Drew McIntyre one more time. And no real, I feel like, great surprise to anybody.
No, it's no surprise.
So, we'll get Drew and Randy one more time at Clash of Champions, which, okay.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, considering the fact that they didn't have Drew defend the title at Payback, I think that's beyond acceptable.
Yeah. So, that does it for us. Solid Raw.
It was an entertaining Raw, but it was just the Iconics breaking up. No. Why would you do that? No. I want the reason why, now.
Maybe we'll get it on Thursday. But live, Thursday is the rack.
Yes, Thursday. I get to scream about Payback and everything that happened on Payback. So tune in for that, because I'm probably going to scream a lot about that. There's also News, Notes, NXT, Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. It's Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on MallTalkRadio.com.
Probably a rack extra or two this week, too.
Secret content.
Content.
Hashtag secret content.
Content. Tons of content. Saturday night, midnight ish, SeaRadio, SeaRadio.com, GorillaGreatTheMate.com. If there's anything they want to talk about, Russell Talk Radio will be live Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Power Show, 11 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code ROCKETSOCK at the $4.99 shop when you buy Silver Surfers, your Marvel Battle Pass, and all the fun other Marvel skins coming this season. Hashtag ad. Hashtag get my partner.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at Lens Ward, LANSWRD.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show. Every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, long day away to the Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.